Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Friday, June 5th. Today is National Donut Day, which means if you had a donut for breakfast, that was not a lack of discipline. That was civic participation. And if you had two, well, that's just strong community involvement. I said what I said. Coming up today, we've got updated numbers from the June 2nd primary election. Blue Heron Farm helping lead a new Tri-County Fair produce contest. Mono County partnering with Saracoso on a new outdoor recreation internship program. A new Eastern Sierra air quality and smoke resilience project. Death Valley reopening Lower Wild Rose Road and Titus Canyon after flood repairs, the Forest Service launching a new visitors app, road updates, and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Faultline 395, small batch mountainware designed and tested right here in the Eastern Sierra. Based in Mammoth Lakes, Faultline 395 makes outdoor clothing for the 395 lifestyle. Whether you're on the trail, in town, chasing snow, dodging wind, or just trying to look like you meant to dress for all four seasons in one day. Local, rugged, comfortable, and made for mountain life. That's Faultline 395. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. There's a new summary report that came out last night for the June 2nd primary election. Here's the numbers as they stand. For the first Inyo Superior Court judge position, Dana Crome has 60.71% of the vote, and Taylor Fitzmaurice has 39.29%. For the second position, Stephen Place, 75.72%, Gerard Harvey, 24.28%. For Inyo County Supervisor First District, it looks like Trina Orles ahead with 58.8%. 11%, while Carl Holscher has 41.89%. For Inyo County Supervisor 3rd District, Scott Marslin is ahead by 42.78% of the votes. Ted Carlton has 18.90%, and Stephen Orihuela is pulling up close with 38.32%. At the state level, for State Senator 4th District, Alexandra Duarta has 32.33%, Marie Alvarado Gill 27.53%, and Jaron Brandon is at 40.14%. So he's got a pretty commanding lead there. For governor, the front runners are Steve Hilton with 27.17%. Javier Becerra, 26.01%, Tom Steyer, 20.19%, and Chad Bianco with 11.14%. And at the federal level, in the race for U.S. Representative 5th District, Tom McClintock and Michael Masuda have advanced to the November general election. The next updated local report will be out tonight. For more information on that, we will have it posted at easternsierranow.com. Blue Heron Farm is helping lead the lumpy, lovely, and legendary, which, by the way, that was my nickname in college. It's kind of strange that that's what they're calling their produce contest. But it's at the Tri-County Fair this year, a celebration of homegrown fruits and vegetables from backyard gardens at small farms, kids, grandparents, first-time growers, and seasoned dirt under the fingernails legends. There will be prize for best looking, again, my college nickname, ugliest, college nickname, and largest produce, with youth and adult divisions. Winners of each category receive a $25 Blue Heron Farm gift card. So if you've got a tomato worth showing off, a squash that may need its own seatbelt, or a carrot with an entire personality, this is your sign to start planning now. The contest will be held on Saturday, September 5th in the Charles Brown Building. Entry drop-offs is from 3 to 3:30 p.m. Judging starts at 3:30 p.m. and winners will be announced at 4 p.m. The best part? Entry, well, it's free. And your contest entry gets you free fair admission. Just bring your produce to the front gate and let them know you're entering the local produce contest. Growing something great, strange, enormous, or wonderfully lumpy takes time. Just ask my mom. So start planting, start scheming, and start watching your garden for anything that looks like it might deserve a blue ribbon. Grow it, bring it, and celebrate it. I had way too much fun with that story. The Mono County Department of Public Works Sustainable Outdoors and Recreation Division has partnered with Sarcoso Community College to offer a new recreation internship program designated to create direct pathways into outdoor industry careers. This collaboration aims to cultivate a skilled local workforce capable of managing the abundant and world-class public lands within Mono County's high-use recreation areas. Sarcoso Community College recently launched two specialized educational programs, Sustainable Outdoors Recreation Leadership, SORL, and Forestry, Climate and Conservation, that's the FRCC, available at the college's Bishop and Mammoth location near Mono County. These programs utilize an experiential learning model that combines field science, leadership, adventure, and public service. A central component of the SORL and FRCC curriculum is the work experience element. By collaborating with local outdoor recreation managers and support agencies, the internship program provides students with real-world industry experiences, college credits, and networking opportunities for future local employment. Mono County SOAR is actively participating in this initiative by hosting student interns directly within the division. The partnership is designed to train and connect with potential future candidates for positions within the county's recreation division or its partner agencies. Mono County SOAR is currently piloting its first official internship with the long-term goal of continuing to offer these opportunities to support Sarcoso students as capacity allows. For questions or further information regarding the internship program and partnerships, please contact Sustainable Recreation Superintendent Marcella Rose at 760-616-4953. A new state and local air quality project has launched in time for wildfire and smoke season this year. The project kicked off with an Earth Day weekend distribution of 33 free portable air cleaners to community members wanting to protect their health from smoke and dust. I appreciate that this project both informs and equips people to take steps to protect their health, said Kim Mitchell, a data analyst with the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District. Outdoor air quality in the Owens Valley is usually good, but when there is a smoke event or dust storm, it can be terrible. Members of the Big Pine Paiute Tribe of the Owens Valley say that smoke and dust affect families' health more as our valley faces hotter, drier conditions that cause more frequent wildfires and more fugitive dust, said Tribal Air Program Coordinator Cindy DeRisco. I am looking forward to having more widespread tribal member participation in project activities to share messages on how to protect their health. The Eastern Sierra Air Information and Resilience Partnership is comprised of local tribes, the California Department of Public Health's Environmental Health Investigations Branch, the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, and local health departments from Alpine, Inyo, and Mono counties. Members of the partnership presented the project to the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District Board in March. Board members said they appreciate the project and said that they hoped air cleaners would be distributed equitably. The ES Air Partnership hosted an information table at Tribal Earth Day celebrations in Lone Pine and Bishop, attended a Loteria game night for Spanish-speaking residents in Mammoth Lakes, and met with tribal and community groups in the Owens Valley. Distributing a limited number of air cleaners through tribal and community partners is a primary partnership activity. The collaboration also includes health education on air pollution and climate change and some tailored communication projects for local audiences as well. Staying indoors with windows and doors closed, reducing activity, and filtering indoor air are the best ways to protect yourself and others against breathing the harmful particles present in smoke and dust. It is especially important to protect the health of children, older adults, pregnant people, those with health conditions, and outdoor workers who are often exposed to more smoke and dust. The ESR partnership will share information on air quality and ways to protect your health during Inyo County HHS Public Health and Prevention Family Focused Life Night on June 11th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at 1360 North Main Street in Bishop. In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, yeah, I've summited something. Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing. All in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, it's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style. Because looking good in the Sierra That shouldn't require an aftershock.
The National Park Service has reopened Lower Wild Rose Road, which has been closed for nearly 3 years due to extensive flood damage. The narrow unpaved road is restricted to vehicles shorter than 25 feet, also known as Trona Wild Rose Road. It provides access to high elevation areas of Death Valley National Park. In August 2023, the remnants of Hurricane Hillary triggered flash floods that damaged most roads in the park. The storm destroyed much of the asphalt on Lower Wild Rose Road and carved a 9-foot deep drop across the roadway. The NPS is still working to repair and reopen roads damaged by major floods in 2023 and 2022, 2023 and 2025. Interim repairs now allow visitors to travel Lower Wild Rose Road, and drivers can still see remnants of the former pavement in some places. Although Lower Wild Rose Road was previously paved, it has reopened as an unpaved road. Drivers should slow down, use caution when passing oncoming vehicles, and be aware of soft shoulders. Stairs at Wild Rose Station picnic area remain unsafe because of flood erosion. The park plans additional stabilization work on the road in the coming years. The road will remain unpaved, but work will be done to reduce the impacts of future floods. Visitors should check the park website for current conditions and closures at nps.gov/DEVA. That's nps.gov/DEVA. Titus Canyon Road, one of Death Valley's National Park's most popular backcountry drives, is also open after an initial phase of flood repairs. The road will close again in October for additional work, including improvements to reduce damage from future flash floods. "We are thrilled to temporarily restore public access to this special place," said Mike Reynolds, park superintendent. "A drive through Titus Canyon is an amazing experience. You see expansive views at Red Pass, petroglyphs at Clare Springs, mining history at Leadfield Ghost Town, and drive through a slot canyon only 20 feet wide." Titus Canyon Road has been closed since it was heavily damaged by a flash flood in August of 2022. National Park Service crews recently moved boulders, filled in drop-offs, and graded the roadway. Beginning in October, contractors will widen an eroding section of the road near Red Pass, stabilize rock walls, and install drainage features. Know before you go, a high-clearance four-wheel drive vehicle is recommended. The 27-mile one-way road begins west of Beatty on Nevada 374. Allow 2 to 3 hours for the drive. Do not enter Titus Canyon if rain is forecasted due to flash flood risk. Bring water and supplies. No cell signal is available. Intermittent closure may happen to prepare for continued construction. Full closure is scheduled from October 1st, 2026 through at least April 30th of 2027 for additional repairs. To kick off Great Outdoors Month, the Forest Service is launching a new single visitor information mobile app, National Forests and Grasslands, now available for download as visitors plan their summer trips to recreation sites across the National Forest System. For the first time, the app provides the most complete and accurate collection of Forest Service recreation sites that's ever been made available to the public, along with important planning tools like critical safety alerts, closures, amenity details, and more. Due to the sheer size and remote nature of our 165,000 miles of trails and more than 30,000 recreation sites, we know the mobile service can be limited once you reach your destination, said Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz. "We encourage everyone to download the National Forests and Grasslands app, your own pocket-sized Forest Service guide, to check trail conditions, download offline maps, and view safety alerts before you trip. With the app, users can design their own adventure by identifying and favoriting recreation activities on National Forest lands within a selected radius. Visitors can search for opportunities such as hunting and fishing, water activities like canoeing or rafting, bike or equestrian-friendly trails, and campsites based on available amenities. Downloading maps ahead of time allows users to access the location even in remote areas. Optional map layers include fire information and National Weather Service alerts. They can be toggled on to provide a complete picture of the environment at your destination. This debut will retire nearly 30 similar outdated agency apps, improving overall visitor safety, access, and consistent information to the nearly 164 million visitors who recreate on National Forests and Grasslands each year. The National Forests and Grasslands app is available for download on Apple Store for iOS and Google Play for Android. Speaking of mobile apps, if you checked out the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, I'm just saying you should probably do that. Well, unfortunately, we do have an obit. A celebration of life for Wayne Cox will be held at Bishop Country Club Golf Course on Saturday, June 6th at noon. Please join friends and family for a luncheon to honor a life well lived. Bring your favorite stories of Wayne to share. A little bit of traffic information here. Near Aspendale on State Route 168 West from Reservoir Road to Big Trees Road, there will be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience five-minute delays. Work runs Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. In Bishop, on the northbound lanes of US 395, the outside lane and shoulder remain closed from Bishop Creek Bridge to Barlow Lane. Shoulder in both directions will intermittently close from Tusu Lane to CV Lane. All driveways remain accessible during construction. The speed limit within the work area is 25 miles per hour. Work is scheduled Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. Also in Bishop, the southbound outside lane and sidewalk of US 395 between Academy Avenue and Lyon Street is closed and turns onto Academy Avenue and Church Street while those are available. The speed limit is reduced to 35 miles per hour from CV Lane to Y Road. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. In Mammoth, on US 395 from State Route 203 to Sawmill Cutoff Road, the shoulder in both directions will be closed on Monday from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Blue Heron Farm opens for the season on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. A farm tour will begin at 11 a.m. Meet at the barn, walk the farm, and see what they've been building. Farm stand hours are Tuesdays and Fridays, 4 to 7 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Please leave pets at home when you come to the farm and drive slowly and carefully through the neighborhood. Several local organizations are hosting volunteer trail maintenance projects for National Trails Day on Saturday. Join Mammoth Lakes in the Inyo National Forest at the Sherwin Meadows Trailhead at 9 a.m. or join Friends of the Inyo and Humboldt Toyabe National Forest at Annette's Mono Village at 9 a.m. Bishop Community Band will begin their summer season of concerts in the city park on Monday at 8 p.m. The music will include marches, popular songs, jazz arrangements, and popular novelty numbers. Bring a chair and or blanket and enjoy the cool of the evening with the music of the Bishop Community Band. Every concert is absolutely free of charge. The Southern Inyo Healthcare District Board of Directors will hold a personnel and regular meeting on Tuesday. The personnel committee meeting is at 3:30 p.m. and regular board meeting 4:30 p.m. The district encourages citizens to attend board meetings to stay updated on important community issues. Sierra Summer Nights launches in Mammoth Lakes at Mammoth Creek Park on June 11th. The all-ages community event will feature local artisan vendors, food trucks, Blue Heron local produce, live music from 6 to 8 p.m., cornhole games, and complimentary access to the Mammoth Rec Zone from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Friday Night Market will be held on Academy Street in Bishop on June 12th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. The market will feature local crafters, artists, food trucks, and live music. Market parking is available behind Academy on Church Street. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, where big smoke, big flavor, and a solid stop on Highway 395 all come together. Whether your weekend plans include farm stands, trail work, concerts, board meetings, or just pretending lunch is an event, Copper Top Barbecue is always worth adding to the calendar. By the way, if you'd like to skip talking to somebody and you don't want to get online, you can just call an automated system now and walk right on through to the other side when it comes to ordering your barbecue. Give it a try. I did today. It was pretty cool. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Friday, June 5th. Thanks for listening and for staying connected with what's happening across the Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to Faultline 395 for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. You can hear Eastern Sierra Now News every weekday on KBS, KBOV at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. Between broadcasts, we're always working online at EasternSierraNow.com, on the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, and across our social media and YouTube. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great weekend. Keep an eye out for election updates. Drive safe, and remember, on National Donut Day, the hole in the middle means some of the calories have already left. You can have like two or three of those suckers. I mean, seriously, it's like chips and guacamole. You don't need to stop. By the way, I think it's important to say that I am neither a licensed nutritionist nor a physician. So take my advice with a grain of salt, or in this case, many grains of sugar.